Hello and welcome. This is Cody, and this is the Daily Marketing Podcast, where I talk about everything I deal with and enjoy about being an internet marketer. So sit back, relax, welcome to the team. All right, first up we have a carryover from yesterday. So for those that don't know, I live in Nebraska. The company's in Nebraska, and I have a partner that is trying to go out and get new customers inside of Nebraska. So this is just something that I ran across that kind of shows how small this state is as far as opportunities and business-wise. So somebody asked me to work up a PPC plan for a roofing company that's pay-per-click. So I created the standard 50 ads with which one ended up being 14,000 keyword variations. I went a little overboard, but that was stuff like best roofer, affordable roofing, roofing in my area, things like that. So that's why there's so many variations. So 100% ready to go. And this is what it would end up being if it was a national company. So if a national roofing company could handle paying $210 per lead, that's cost per acquisition, and can close 1% of those leads, they would do 450 new roofing jobs per year. So I don't know how much that a roofing company can actually handle, but I think on face value, that's pretty good. So if each new job would only be 10,000, total gross sales would be $4.5 million a year. And again, I said, I have no idea how many jobs a roofing company could handle in a year, but this would be the math behind this. So if 450 divided by 12 months equal about 37, 38 jobs per month. So 38 times, so basically 37 and a half times 210, which is the cost per acquisition, you'd get about 7,875 in ad spend. Now I add my $2,000 fee, so that would be about close to $10,000 a month cost to get your leads. On the gross sales side, 37.5 times 10,000 would equal about 375,000 gross per month. So with some qualifiers in there, I know that is on the low side for conversion, and I know it's on the low side for the price of the actual roof. As I see it, this is what I told somebody, you better buy this service and lock me out of this industry, or I am definitely going to start selling leads soon. Because this is one of the most lucrative advertising plans I've ever seen. And I have worked up countless other industries, and they all have a tipping point that they just can't get past. But this is where the sad part comes in, because this company I was doing this quote for is in Nebraska. So you can do that same exact plan. 50 ads, 14,000 keyword variations. Your cost bottoms out to roughly, let me find the cost. The cost would actually be $640 for a quarter. So daily budget of $9 a day. And that would bring you up to three to five jobs per month. And at that point I was like, Nebraska, why do you do this to me? You know? So, I mean, the conversion rate is still at 1%, which is extremely low. And on average, I searched and I found the conversion rate on average on PPC plans from lead to a customer. And that was roughly 16%. So that would get us up to that higher point of 5 new jobs a month. You know, that sounds sad in comparison, but that's still $48,000 gross sales a month, which could really help out these smaller roofing companies. So what do you think about this? Do you understand what this is? And, you know, for business people, if you got an ad plan like this from a marketing company, would you understand and see the power? Let me see some comments. I want to see your thoughts. And as always, keep it upbeat and, we'll find out the next one we're going to talk about shortly. Thanks. All right, next up we have kind of a funny one. So I made a post, and this is what definitely is an oh crap moment. Yesterday, all of LinkedIn got delisted for about, I don't know, 6 to 8 hours. So I made a post about it, and this was a funny comment that I got in a group. So first I'm going to read the post, then I'll read the comment, and then I have a lesson after this. So here's the post. This is what people in my line of work would call an oh crap moment. There was a big core update to the Google search listings this week, and all of LinkedIn was dropped. And when a page drops in rank, it's due to a lesser amount of content relevance in the new Google sandbox. So I tell everybody, go check your sites and be ready for a shakeup, because Google is struggling with the whole topic of user intent when it comes to COVID-19. So when some people search for COVID-19, they want news and case statistics. So others, when they search, they want to see what restaurants are still open and are they delivering. So something as different as COVID-19 to food COVID-19 means two totally different things. And Google had to make this update to fix that. And I personally find this stuff wildly interesting, and it will have my head buried learning everything new for the next few weeks. But if you like hearing about this, give me a like so I know you're interested, and I'll post updates when I know more. So that was the post. Here's the comment. And I really, really, really didn't know what to say. But I mean, there's going to be things like this everywhere. But it is definitely a thread killer. So unnamed person. The minute this world gets all wrapped up around its own axle about what Google does is the day we need to rethink the value of Google itself. I wish they would drop my index. All they do is steal data and privacy. Your data, my family data, my friends' data, compile it together, sell it to advertisers, and now the government. And they make billions doing it. They pay zilch, not a single penny in royalties. You wouldn't do that to an artist, but they do it to the public all day long. Think about that. Without us, Google would not exist. Of course, LinkedIn does the same thing. We need to outlaw this behavior, but it will never happen. It's hard for me to feel sorry for them. And how do you respond to that? I picked out a funny meme of Groot that just says, oh, and stares up at the comment. So I do think people have thoughts like this. And whenever faced with an opportunity, I try to choose the better of the two. So who would you really be hurting here with that comment? You're hurting Google? No. Are you hurting Facebook? No. Are you hurting LinkedIn? I don't think so. You're hurting the person that has this interesting topic that they want to talk about in a group that's for marketing people. So do I take offense? No. I know that no matter what you have to say, somebody's always going to dislike or have a different opinion. It's just something that you either can be destroyed by or use it. So this person will never know that they are now in a podcast that is a positive spin on it. So with that, let's get to the next topic. Enjoy you listening to me. Haha. All right. Take care. So our last topic today is going to be a short one, partly because I've totally went over time on this and I have to get some work done actually as a marketer, go figure. But this is also a personal topic, and I want to share our dreams. So my wife and I had a conversation about a month ago. It was definitely at least a month, and we both said we wanted to write our dreams down. So we actually have our dreams written down on paper now, and I'm going to share them now with the world, partly to memorialize them, but also so you just see what we're about. I'm going to go first. I want to become a respected businessman, dedicated, hardworking, honest and kind, and generous. A good husband and father, a Christian first and always. I want to finish right and live a good life. So, I love that. I love that dream. That is a good dream. My wife's dream. I want to become an actor. I want to be successful and respected in my field. I want to impact the world as I do it. I also want to be a good wife and good example to my kids someday. Friends, isn't this wonderful? God, I love you guys. All right. If you've enjoyed today at all, please leave me some kind of notification. Let me know that you like this. I'm going to continue. This is the first of many, but consider subscribing, following, however it's done on the platform you're listening to this on. I would love to hear you guys. Hear me. Yeah. All right. Over to you. Let's see what you create. Take care. Bye.